Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Welcome to Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. This week, WILK's Sue Henry recently spoke with State Senator Marty Flynn of Lackawanna County about Luzerne County Manager Romilda Crocomo's decision to eliminate election drop boxes for the November 5th general election. I'll be speaking with Emily Allegrucci, formerly a reporter of WBRE WIOU, now with Operation Warm, about getting warm coats in the hands of needy children. I'll also speak with Friends of the Poor President and CEO Megan Loftus and the Director of Family to Family, Linda Robeson, on the upcoming Thanksgiving basket giveaway and community program. I'll be back to speak with Mike Kilmer about the upcoming Be a Man conference. That's on Saturday, October 5th at Holy Redeemer High School in Wilkes-Barre. And Valerie Williams joins us from the American Health Education Center in Northeast PA about an event for high school students at the Viewmont Mall in Scranton looking for careers in the health industry. And WILK's Nancy Kamen speaks with the CEO of Planned Parenthood, Alexis Miguel Johnson, about the upcoming 2024 election. Special Edition gets started right now.
We have Pennsylvania Senator Marty Flynn joining us. Hi, Senator. How are you?
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Not bad so far, but I have questions. Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay. So you appeared on the steps of the Luzerne County Courthouse with other local lawmakers to talk about a decision by the county manager not to deploy drop boxes in the coming election. Why did you decide to go to that event? And can you kind of give me your take on why they should be deployed?
The Luzerne Commission Board decided that they still wanted drop boxes. Four drop boxes in Luzerne County. They spent the money for the surveillance equipment, for the cameras, for the hard drives for this election. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, the county manager decides with no consulting to the election board who decide this, that she's going to take for an election, a presidential election. That transparent. That's not going through the proper channels. And I don't think she has the authority from her powers that were given by the charter. We're going to, and I want to know who told her to do that.
All right. So to Senator Flynn, she said in previous releases of information to Luzerne County Council members and the election board itself that she is working off guidance from the Department of State in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Why not?
I don't.
Okay. I mean, she's are you calling her a liar?
You don't spend the money on the hard drives for the surveillance, for the cameras, for the election, and then decide we're not going to have them because of security risks. What security risks are there? What things have happened in the past? You have an answer for a problem that doesn't exist.
To be honest, Senator Flynn, we are in an election where we have seen the major Republican candidate in two assassination attempts so far. You and I have both heard the rhetoric from both sides in this election. I believe that her intention is to, and as she says, and she said it in correspondence with county council and the election board, to keep those who work in the county safe, to keep citizens safe, and to make sure that we have an election that is not blemished.
Luzerne County can't even count the ballots they have to begin with. For the last three election cycles, Luzerne County's been the laughingstock of the nation when it comes to counting ballots.
Okay, I get that.
Why are you going to make it harder?
Okay.
It's easier.
Okay.
We want to make it so every voter has access. It makes it easier for people who are elderly, for people who have disabilities. It's an easy formula.
Okay, Senator Flynn, the safety, the security, the rhetoric, the assassin...
county buildings are already open.
Okay.
Two of the drop boxes are county buildings.
Okay.
So what are you saying? They're not safe to begin with?
Okay, but there were also drop boxes, as you're aware, at Misericordia University and... a senior facility in Wright Township. And in her correspondence with the Luzerne County Council and with the election board, she visited those sites, Senator Flynn.
The election board voted to have the drop box. Who is she to say anything?
Okay, so I get what you're saying. Let's move on to what you said yesterday on the steps of the courthouse. You said that perhaps the Attorney General's Office of Pennsylvania should be involved in this situation. What led you to say that? They usually investigate something criminal, right?
A person's right to vote is sacrosanct, meaning it is one of the most important sacred things as an American we have a right to do, okay? Act 77 says that both ballot or by mail-in is a viable way to vote and a safe way to vote. The Election Board of Luzerne County voted for those drop boxes. For anybody to tinker or tamper with that is not fair to the 27,000 people, which is going to be more when it's all over, that asked for an absentee or a mail-in vote. The 7,500 Republicans that did so, and the 17,000 Democrats that did so.
Okay.
Why are we messing with that?
Okay, but why are you asking
why?
For... Why are you asking, Marty...
5 weeks before an election.
Senator Flynn.
Before an election. Not 2 months before, not 3 months before, 5 weeks before.
Senator
you
Flynn.
You tell me that.
Senator
Is
Flynn.
Is it because there's 17,000 Democrats and 7,500 Republicans? Is that why?
Okay, so you're saying this is political? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't add up to me, and I want to know
is
why.
It, okay, so you're asking for the Attorney General to come in. The Attorney General investigates criminality. Are you saying, Senator Flynn, that there's something criminal here?
There may be. I don't know. I'm not an investigator.
Okay, but why did you ask for the... You know, the Department of State could possibly talk about it, right? So why are you asking for the AG?
Because I want to know. That's why.
But they investigate.
I think the people of Luzerne County and the people of Pennsylvania deserve to know.
But do you say there's something criminal here?
I don't know. I want to know, though.
Okay. So
Did somebody tell the manager to do that? Who told the manager to do that? Did someone pressure the manager to do that? I want to know. And, hey, if she decided and thought that was best on her own, that's fine. If that's the case, that's fine. Hopefully, I want her to explain that to someone.
Okay, here's what she did today. And I know you were in a meeting. You may not be aware. She wrote to the Attorney General, Michelle Henry, and she asked for an investigation. Does that satisfy you?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Okay. And as you know, these drop boxes were implemented due to the COVID pandemic. We don't really have that anymore. Why do you believe that they still need to be used?
Because it's efficient. Like I said, Luzerne County's having a huge problem counting ballots. It makes it easier.
So do you believe that there is some kind of a deficiency with the Luzerne County Election Bureau as we speak? We know they had problems in the past.
We won't know until Election Day, but the past two election cycles have shown us that. We've been on national news.
Okay, but how do you judge their performance now?
I won't know until, how can I judge their performance for an election that's going to happen next week? That's like me predicting a game that's next week.
Okay,
I can't tell you what the score is going to be.
Okay,
I can't tell you how well the game's going to be run, how well the officials are going to do.
Okay, but have you been following the news about the procedures they've put in place to make sure?
And you know what I also found out? That the money was already spent for the hard drive for the surveillance of the ballot box that the manager just said they're not going to use.
Which she didn't say because of that.
Would be an efficiency, would it? Would that be? I would give you an F for efficiency there.
When you go to the Capitol, are you well protected down there? Do you go through a metal detector? Is there security? Do you feel safe?
Do I feel safe?
Yes.
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Okay.
But most of the time, yeah.
Okay, but she's not citing the hard drive or anything. She's citing safety and security of people who may be, you know, in a vulnerable position because this election is so torqued up.
So when they're in the building working every day, in the county building, are they safe? So you're just saying just by adding a vote, by putting a vote there, that's like putting a mailbox in front of somewhere. The place isn't safe because there's a mailbox there?
Well, that seems to be guidance that she got from the Department of State.
You're in search of a problem. You have an answer for a problem that doesn't exist.
No, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why you feel the way that you feel and why you said Attorney General should come in.
I'll tell you why it's happening, why I think it's happening. Because out of the 27,000 votes, the mail-in votes, absentee votes that are requested, only 7,500 are Republican and 17,000 are Democrat.
And somebody doesn't want
those 17,000. They don't want their votes counted.
And
you're
saying this is votes in Luzerne County. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what was requested thus far.
Okay.
As of last week, I believe.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens from here. But I just want to.
We will.
Yeah. We'll see what the final decision is. But Marty Flint, you know what? I give you a lot of credit for coming on and actually talking about this because I know it can't be easy, and I know.
Listen, I want everybody's vote to count. I want it to be easier for everyone to vote. Who's trying to hide the votes? I want everyone to vote in this country.
What's wrong with using the United States mail to vote?
What's wrong with the United States mail? It hasn't been the most efficient thing, right? Rightfully so, lately.
All right. Okay, fair enough. Marty, thank you. Would you come back again?
Yeah, anytime.
Why not? Okay.
This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. My guest is Emily Allegrucci, formerly of WBRE-WIOU News, and now talking about her new position working at Operation Warm in the Philadelphia area. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's a pleasure. When I saw your post and you mentioned about Operation Warm, I was very interested in that. Wasn't sure if being that you're based in Philadelphia, if you do anything in northeastern Pennsylvania, but in fact, you have had a recent event in Northeast PA. So tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Operation Warm, we actually work all across North America. So we have hit basically, you know, every country in the United States. And recently we had an event in Pittston. So I know that WNEP covered it. It was a really awesome event. We partnered with TJ Maxx. So we got to help a bunch of children in the Pittston area and in northeastern Pennsylvania in general. So it was really cool, you know, having that connection, you know, previously, obviously being a reporter in northeastern Pennsylvania and then having Operation Warm serve our community. It was really awesome to see that.
Yeah. Well, what made you make the switch from TV reporter to working for an organization like Operation Warm?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a reporter, my favorite stories to tell were always, you know, feature stories and community driven stories, and those stories that just really gave back to the community. So my time at WBRE was coming to an end. I had a few months left in my contract, and the opportunity at Operation Warm came up, and it was definitely something I was interested in. The whole goal here is to serve children in under-resourced communities. And that's, you know, the type of story I love to tell. So my role here is a public relations and media manager. So I'm basically, you know, working with other journalists, reporters throughout the country and sharing our mission. So that seemed perfectly in line with what I was looking for in my next job, was, you know, doing those things that help children in the community and continue to tell those community stories. So it really just looked like the perfect opportunity for me, and everything has been great so far. And it definitely is something that's very rewarding, and I still get to do that storytelling, which I love.
Well, you're missed on television, that's for sure. I mean, I like Andy Michalczyk. I like Mark Hiller. I've known them for many years, but you know, seeing them every day, I don't know, that's a little bit much.
Gosh, do I miss them, though. They were the best. They really were. Mark helped me so much in my career. I would have never became the writer and storyteller that I am now without him. I worked weekends with him, and he put so much effort into me, and I'm so forever grateful for that. And Andy is just really the best guy I ever met. It's so funny that he's our main investigative reporter, because if you ever met him, he is like the kindest soul you will ever meet. And he is so kind, and you would never think he's out there, you know, talking about these murders, these terrible things happening. He's just really the nicest guy. And I'm so thankful for both of them for everything that they did for me during my time there.
I kind of thought the only way I'd ever meet Andy Michalczyk would be on the wrong side of a perp walk.
Right. That's what you would think, right? And if I ever met him on the streets, I'd be like, oh, are you know, are you the reporter that tells those good stories and things like that? But nope. And you know what? He's so fantastic at it, too, you know, diving into those stories. So it is pretty funny to see that.
They're all radio guys. They've been around a long, long time, and they made the great transition to TV, something I never could do. But that's how that goes. This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. My guest, the voice sounds familiar, it's Emily Alegrucci, formerly of WYOU and WBRE, now in a new position in Operation Warm, based out of the Philadelphia area. So what kind of an area do you cover where it comes to Operation Warm?
So we cover really everything, like I mentioned, all over North America. So our team travels all over North America all throughout the week. So I'm based here in Glen Mills, where our office is. Hopefully I'll be able to do some traveling in the future, but I am fairly new here still. But you could see Operation Warm, you know, all over the country. We have people, you know, they're in Texas, they're in Los Angeles, they're all over the place. We have some events coming up in Philly this week. And this is our busy season right now. So with back to school, we just finished up our back to school campaign. We had over 800,000 wish list applicants for our back to school campaign. So those are 800,000 kids throughout North America that are looking for our help. And coming up, we'll be having our Giving Tuesday campaign. That's November 1st through December 6th. So we're very, very busy from the beginning of the school year through Christmas. We're busy all throughout North America. So if you see Operation Warm anywhere, that's us. And we're out there just to make a difference in under-resourced children's lives.
Well, those warm coats will definitely be coming in handy now that the weather is kind of taking a turn for the fall side of things. It's a little cool out. We may see some 70-degree temperatures, but they won't be lasting too much longer. Do you have any more events planned for northeastern Pennsylvania with Operation Warm?
Not on the schedule right now, but hopefully, you know, if anyone in the community does need help, you could go to our website, www.operationwarm.org, and you could fill out a wish list application, and we review those on a rolling basis. So anyone in northeastern Pennsylvania where you know a group of kids that might need some help, just go to our website, and you know, we're always trying to help. If we have the funds to help, we'll do it. So anyone in northeastern Pennsylvania, you know, just give us a search and we'll see what we can do.
Outstanding. Anything else you want to tell us regarding Operation Warm?
Not really. You know, our slogan is really that we're so much more than a coat. You know, obviously we try and make children warm, but our real goal is to help them, grow their confidence and give them hope for the future through our coats. We also do brand new shoes that we give kids. And we recently started our Fly Forward program, which is gifting brand new sports bras to young female athletes to help them grow in their athletic career. And we partnered with the Philadelphia Eagles for that. And in our first year, we helped more than 30,000 female athletes with that. I mean, we have an event coming up next week with the Atlanta Falcons. So we're growing, we're helping in all the ways we can through coats, shoes, sports bras. And I only see it going up from here. So I'm really grateful to have an opportunity with this organization.
That's outstanding. And any organizations in Northeast PA that happens to be listening to this program, get a hold of Emily Allegrucci and Operation Warm, and they can help you out. And I'll try to spread the word as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Emily, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and all the best of luck to you with Operation Warm. I had no idea how wide-ranging Operation Warm was. I thought maybe it was just Philadelphia-centric, but the fact that you're all over the country and pretty much all over North America, that's outstanding, and all the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for helping to spread the word. I appreciate it.
Next up on Special Edition, I'll be speaking with Megan Loftus from Friends of the Poor and Linda Robeson from Family to Family on the upcoming Thanksgiving Basket Giveaway and Community Program. Then I'll be speaking with Mike Kilmer about the upcoming Be a Man Conference. That's coming up next Saturday, October 5th at Holy Redeemer High School in Wilkes-Barre. It's all coming up when Special Edition continues. This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. Guests in the studio, the president and CEO of Friends of the Poor, Megan Loftus, and the director of Family to Family, Linda Robeson, here to talk about some big doings coming up in just a couple months. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you on the program. First off, you've got a big press conference coming up Monday, September 30th at 11 at Cooper's Seafood House. Tell us about that.
So we are kicking off our Thanksgiving community program. This is our 48th Thanksgiving community program that we'll kick off. So it does precede both Friends of the Poor and Family to Family as one of Sister Adrienne's first activities she did when she came back to Scranton. What we'll be announcing on Monday is talking all about the program and how it starts with the interfaith prayer service the Friday before. We're going to talk about the dinner. We're going to talk about the Family to Family basket giveaway. But most excitingly, we are kicking off our fundraiser for Family to Family there. This is a new fundraiser for us, trying to bring in the younger crowd. So we will have a soup sale and a raffle going on. And I'd like everyone to know that the raffle includes a smart TV, a Nintendo Switch, and for my fellow 80s babies, we have a Back to the Future DeLorean Lego set.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you were going to be auctioning off the DeLorean.
We wish.
Those flux capacitors, man, once they go, they just go. But you're talking about appealing to the youth. You're not talking about Taylor Swift tickets for the last show in Vancouver, no.
Well,
oh my gosh.
we are a faith-based agency, but there's only so much God can provide us, I think, at this point.
You got to have faith that you will get those tickets, but it won't be through Friends of the Poor or Family to Family.
No.
This is Special Edition. Guests this morning, Megan Loftus and Linda Robeson, talking about the big event. You know, it's just a few weeks ago, I was in the swimming pool. Now it's in the middle of pumpkin spice latte time, and we're talking about Thanksgiving now. So tell us, when did the actual preparations for all this start?
Well, I was going to say our preparations start when you're in your swimming pool, because we have to start worrying about ordering all of the food that we need to feed 4,000 families.
Wow.
So, you know, they have to start working on turkey prices and the quantity. And, of course, to get a certain size turkey in time, you know, that all those preparations start, yeah, in June and July.
So, now, have the prices come down a little bit? I know with a lot of things were really high with inflation. Inflation seems to be going down, but any of your needs, have you noticed any of that as of yet? Or
so that is kind of one of the things with trying to order like a 10 to 12 pound turkey, like to try and keep it within budget, because once you add 1 or 2 pounds to that, you know, your prices are going to go up dramatically.
Right.
And when you're talking about the number of dinners that we're talking about, 4,000, you know, $2 or $3 or $4 times 4,000 adds up very, very quickly.
Get out the calculator for that one.
Right. So I can't say necessarily that the prices have gone up tremendously from last year. It's just that we're feeding so many more people this year.
Right.
So, I mean, we're still paying a lot at the grocery store. We're still paying a lot for our products. But again, it's the quantity because we're trying to feed 5,000. We're trying to feed 500 more families than we did last year.
That's a pretty big, hairy, audacious goal, as they say.
It is. It is. Except that the need. So this is actually my 10th year of running Family to Family. And when we started, the most that we had served was 2,600. Now, of course, through the pandemic, through, you know, financial difficulties and everything, our number has gone up. You know, not that we ever want to see that number go up because we would hope that people can you know, take care of themselves. But we're going to continue to be here to provide exactly what we can for as long as we can. But even our numbers at Christmas and Easter, you know, went from 1,200 to now we're feeding at those holidays 4,000.
Wow.
So like our numbers have just like blown up. Mm. And so it's really kind of the quantity of food that we're ordering and the plus the prices of everything that, yeah, make us have to try and raise, you know, a good $500,000 for all of these programs.
Indeed. Has it been tough recruiting volunteers or do you have a pretty good cadre of volunteers every year?
The volunteers are never a problem. We have people who have been doing this generationally. They can't wait to show up. We had people bringing their grandchildren last year, which was just amazing because if kids can come and have a good time, even if all they're doing is breaking down boxes, which is, trust me, a huge job, they're going to remember that they really had fun when they came to volunteer. So volunteers are never the issue. It's the monetary donations.
So I've always heard the needs are many, but the followers or the workers are few. So it's good to know that's not the case with you.
For Thanksgiving, at least, if we build it, they will come. When we talk about Christmas and we talk about Easter, it's a little bit harder. People are at work. People are at school. They don't have the same time off. But, you know, we're there. We're open arms for anybody who wants to come and volunteer. My caveat as the one who's in charge of our insurance, ultimately, is that if you have a child, we need them to be inside because it is a drive-through and there are a lot of crazy drivers out there. So we want to keep the little ones inside the cultural center.
You quoted my favorite movie, Field of Dreams. It's fantastic. This is Special Edition. Guest this morning, Megan Loftus, President and CEO of Friends of the Poor, Linda Robeson, Director of Family to Family. It's coming up fast. Thanksgiving, got the big Thanksgiving basket giveaway, the 38th for Family to Family, and of course the 48th annual Thanksgiving community program. It'll be in front of the cultural center, I assume. You think at any point we're ever going to get back to the sit-down dinners?
Well, if you were at my last staff meeting, that was a debate that went on for hours.
I'll bet.
Because we do love the in-person dinner. We love the holiday feel. We love the sense of community and giving people just that evening where you forget a lot of your worries and you feel like you're part of something bigger. Unfortunately, we're still a little worried health-wise. A lot of the individuals we serve are vulnerable populations. And also, now that we're serving 4,000 dinners, we can't...
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Fit that many people in the cultural center, even if we did 3, 4, 5 shifts of meals. So what we...
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff.
There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
We have decided is that it's as much as we love the community feel and we want to get back to that, we're going to try to do that in the drive-through fashion. That's why we put the cards, the Thanksgiving cards that our local school children make. We put a little candy bar in. We make sure we're having conversations with everyone to give that feel still, but also make sure everyone stays safe and as many people are fed as we can.
That's awesome. I know people miss the community aspect of the dinner, not to mention how great the food is when you had the sit-down dinners at the Cultural Center. But it's understandable. It seems like COVID is that thing that just doesn't seem to want to go away. And of course, there are other illnesses too out there. So this is Special Edition. Here with Megan Loftus, President and CEO of Friends of the Poor, and Linda Robeson, Director of Family to Family. Friends of the Poor, you guys have been do stuff all year round. What are some of the things you've done here in 2024?
Well, we are up to now 15 food pantries. We have about 4 that are open every day, and then others that are open once to twice a month. We're seeing a 30% increase now, year over year, of the number of people who need food pantry assistance. So it's leveled off a little since the pandemic, but still increasing pretty rapidly. But we also, what many people don't know is we have our Clothesline for Men program, which, you know, helps men get dressed for interviews and for work. We have a water utility assistance program. We have after school programs and summer camps for STEAM education. So basically what we try to do is fill any gaps that those living in public housing or living below the federal poverty level face. We're going to try to provide for those immediate needs of kids, adults, and elderly.
It's absolutely fantastic. Where can we find out more information regarding Friends of the Poor as well as Family to Family?
Well, for donations for Family to Family, you can, if you're older like I am, because Megan is going to talk about how all the young people donate, but if you're older like I am, you can still write a check and send it to Family to Family, P.O. Box 13, Scranton, 18501. And then for others, Megan will tell you.
For others, I'd just like to say this is always an ego boost for me because my students at the University of Scranton, my nieces always tell me how old I am. So if you want to keep telling
don't
me.
Don't believe them.
But you can go to friendsofthepoorscranton.com. In the top right corner, we have a very large Donate Now button. And however you want to enter that donation, whatever comments you put in, I guarantee you it'll go towards Thanksgiving because it's an expensive endeavor.
Oh, I can imagine.
We also have, you can donate through our Facebook. We have a Venmo account. So there's several different ways you can get involved. And the biggest thing we're just trying to say to people is it doesn't have to be $100. It doesn't have to be $50. Every dollar counts. Every $5, $10 donation goes towards the ultimate goal. And honestly, even if it's something that you and your friends can do together, if you're going to have a Friendsgiving or if you have a fantasy football league and you want to donate a portion of what your winnings would be to help sponsor one basket, you know, $40 really goes a long way for us. So we'd be really appreciative of anything anyone can give.
Outstanding. Well, Megan Loftus, Linda Robeson, appreciate you joining us. Best of luck with your endeavors. You're going to be pretty busy right through Thanksgiving and probably the rest of the holidays as well. Appreciate you joining us and sharing all this with us here on Special Edition.
Thank you very much.
This is a Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. My guest this morning is Mike Kilmer, here to talk about the 9th Annual Be a Man Conference. It's coming up on Saturday, October 5th at Holy Redeemer High School in Wilkes-Barre. Mike, tell us all about this conference.
Good morning, Brian. This will be our 9th annual conference, and we're excited. We're at the same place, Holy Redeemer High School, just a few blocks from downtown Wilkes-Barre. We've got three fantastic speakers lined up. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, which is well known. He frequently appears on EWTN, is known as the Dynamic Deacon. John Edwards is another lay speaker that's well known by Catholics, and Father Bill Casey, who's an eminent and exciting priest.
Okay, from what I see, he also served in the Army as well, so I'm sure he'll have quite a few stories to talk about.
Yes, his presentation reminds me quite a bit of Bishop Sheen. For those older people in the audience that might remember Bishop Sheen, but I've heard him before. He is a very good presenter.
All right. Now, this is the 9th annual conference. How did this conference get started?
Well, many of us had known about conferences in other dioceses. In my case, I was on a pilgrimage with the organizer of the Columbus, Ohio conference, and they've been doing it for over 20 years, and they get over 3,000 men there. And after I witnessed their conference, I came back and huddled with several of men that had been active in men's ministry. Glenn Yannick is one, and also Father Leo McKernan. They had both been active with Guardians of the Redeemer under our previous Bishop Martino. And we got together and decided, why can't we do it here in the Diocese of Scranton? So we met with Bishop Bambera, and he approved the project. And here we are. We're pretty much 10 years into the project already.
Now, did you miss a year as a result of COVID? Or
yes, we did. I hate to even mention the word COVID after all that.
Understood. But,
yes, we did. It was in the spring, and as things began to shut down, I was talking to the Harrisburg organizer of their men's conference, and he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to wait and see what you guys are going to do. But in the end, everything got canceled. I knew when basketball, March Madness, got canceled that we were in trouble. So we missed a year and then subsequently moved it to the fall, from the spring to the fall. So we reconvened, and again, it was at the Woodlands because the school was still closed after a year.
Right.
So that was not an option. So we did it 1 year at the Woodlands, and we missed a year. Thank you.
Okay. This is Special Edition. My guest this morning, Mike Kilmer, here to talk about the 9th Annual Be a Man Conference for Catholic Men. It's happening on Saturday, October 5th at Holy Redeemer High School, South Pennsylvania Avenue in Wilkes-Barre. And I understand this year's theme is Come Follow Me.
Yes. And to elaborate that a little bit, Jesus calls each of us to follow him. He summons us to die to self in order to find new life with ultimate joy in him. Jesus promises to be with us every step of the way and will lead us to eternal life in heaven. That's the theme paragraph from our poster.
Okay. I want to ask, for someone who's never been to one of these conferences, what can they expect?
Well, first, we're expecting 300 to 500 men.
Right.
In previous years, we've had as many as 800. So the first thing is you see men from all over the diocese, which is a very large diocese. So that's one of the big things, is the impact of, we're not alone out there in our individual parishes, but we can see there's like-minded men from all over the diocese. Then you get a chance to hear inspiring talks. Confession is available, along with rosary and adoration, and a nice lunchtime with exhibitors. And then the finale is the mass offered by Bishop Bambara, which usually ends about 3 o'clock. So you can be home in your easy chair by evening, and after spending a nice day with us.
And what time does the conference get underway on Saturday, October 5th?
Well, the main event kicks off at 8 o'clock sharp. Prior to that, the doors open. We have coffee and donuts and rosary and a little bit of social time but you need to be in your seat by 8 a.m. Previously said, we should wrap up by 3.
Right. Is this open to anyone who may not be Catholic?
We invite everyone, because I think anyone could benefit by this conference. So, of course, most are Catholics, and we reach out to all the Catholic parishes, but it's open to any Christian, and actually it's open to anybody, any man, and I think everyone could benefit by the talks and the fraternity.
No question. I know the women have their own conference. That's for another time. This is Special Edition. My guest this morning is Mike Kilmer, talking about the 9th Be a Man Conference 2024. It's happening Saturday, October 5th at Holy Redeemer High School on South Pennsylvania Avenue in Wilkes-Barre. This year's theme is Come Follow Me. Anything else you want to tell us? How can we register? How can we find out more about this?
Well, I guess if there's time, I just wanted to leave you with the thought that if we strengthen the man, we strengthen the family. If we strengthen the family, we strengthen the church. If we strengthen the church, we can transform the culture. So that's just a little bit about what our goals would be. You can register at www.beacatholicman.com. Or if you need to mail, you can mail a check to Post Office Box 669, Wyalusing, Pennsylvania 18853.
That's very interesting how it's all kind of interconnected. You know, the strengthen the man, strengthen the family, and then eventually strengthen the culture. It's outstanding. Anything else we need to know, Mike, regarding the Be a Man conference coming up on Saturday, October 5th?
Well, just an important point is this is a layman's organization. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. So we don't receive any funds from the diocese, which I mentioned, because our sponsors and our registrants, that's our really only source of funds. So please come out and support us. And you can also donate, if you wish, from the same website, beacatholicman.com.
And what would be the cost of going to this conference?
That might be important to know. The cost is $30 up until September 15th, so don't delay. After that, the regular cost is $40. Deacons, priests, and seminarians are free, and students are only $15.
All right. Once again, it's the 9th Annual Be a Man Conference 2024. It's coming up on Saturday, October 5th at Holy Redeemer High School in Wilkes-Barre. Conference runs from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. and concludes with the Mass from Bishop Bambara. Have we covered all ground? That's what I'd like to ask you about.
I think that's enough for now, Brian.
Okay.
If you got me preaching, I could go on, but I think that's enough for now.
We may say that for another program, but Mike...
All right. Thank you very much, Brian.
Mike Kilmer, thank you for joining us here on Special Edition. Best of luck with the conference.
Thank you. God bless.
Coming up next on Special Edition, I'll be speaking with Valerie Williams from the American Health Education Center, Northeast PA, about an event at the Viewmont Mall coming up on Thursday, October 3rd for high school students interested in careers in healthcare. And Nancy Kamen from the WILK Morning News speaks with the CEO of Planned Parenthood, Alexis Miguel Johnson, on the upcoming 2024 election. It's all coming up when Special Edition continues.
This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes, and my guest this morning is Valerie Williams from AHEC, the Area Health Education Center, and she's here to talk about an event coming up on Thursday, October 3rd at the Viewmont Mall in Dixon City. Good morning, Valerie. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm good. How are you?
All right. You got a cold or something?
Allergy season.
Oh, yes. Apologize. All right. Physician, time to heal thyself.
Yes.
Tell us about this event. It's a third annual healthcare career and college exploration event.
Yes. So each year we are hosting this event targeting students in high school who are interested in health careers. We have over 45 vendors as of right now coming and bringing, equipment from the labs, like nursing labs. So there's going to be sonography machines that students can explore in addition to learning a little bit more about the health careers.
A little like hands-on training, kind of give them an idea of what to expect when they get into that field.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
pretty cool. And it's not just for high school students, also college students, and you have a lot of organizations that are there. Tell me about some of the vendors that you've got.
So we have Geisinger will be there. We also have the Wright Center, Scranton Primary for local agencies that are looking to hire and offer, you know, job opportunities or career transitions as well.
Okay. This is Special Edition. I'm Brian Hughes. My guest is Valerie Williams from Northeast PA AHEC, the Area Health Education Center, here to talk about a big event coming up to the Viewmont Mall in Dixon City on Thursday, October 3rd. It's about healthcare, career, and college exploration. Valerie, what are some of the medical fields that are in most need of people?
We're always looking for nursing, all levels of nursing. So we have Luzerne County Community College coming, but we have other, you know, bachelor's degree nursing programs as well as, you know, associate degree nursing programs, CNAs. And so, yeah, absolutely all levels of nursing. We have some imaging professionals that are highlighted at our career fair. So, yeah, it's just a variety of different schools that are offering different healthcare professions. We have dental also, dental assisting, dental hygiene, not just nursing.
I was going to say, in nursing in particular, I think COVID really had a enormous impact on nurses. I think there was a lot of cases of burnout, just so many hours. Is that getting a little bit better? Is that starting to ease up a little bit? Or is there still just a great need to continue bringing in nurses?
Yeah, we're always looking for nurses. Yeah. Absolutely, that COVID had a huge impact on it. But there's a lot of needs in different areas of nursing, whether it's traveling nursing, clinic nursing, hospital nursing. So there's always a need. It depends on what, you know, people really want to do with their nursing degree.
Yeah, I think it was especially a great need for senior homes for nursing. So there are plenty of opportunities available, and you're going to explore them, help people explore them at this healthcare career and college exploration event coming up Thursday, October 3rd at the Viewmont Mall in Dixon City. What time does this get underway, and what time does it run till?
So it starts at 10 a.m. Buses are arriving. We have about 11 schools right now from six different counties busing students into this event. So that's really exciting. And we will be going until 2 p.m. at the Viewmont Mall. So it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This is Special Edition. Brian Hughes here with Valerie Williams from Northeast PA AHEC, the Area Health Education Center. This is a big year for AHEC, at least coming up, the 25th anniversary of being here in Northeast PA.
Yes, we're very excited to be celebrating our 25th anniversary. And so we have grown immensely over the 25 years that we've been, you know, in service. And we've made some amazing partnerships with community organizations over that time. And supporting students, whether it's high school students, college students, or adult learners at, you know, every level, supporting them into getting into new health careers.
Okay. For anyone who wants to have an exhibit at this event, I know there's different registration and sponsorship fees involved.
Yeah. Yes. So we are at the regular registration rate for an exhibitor would be $150 or $150, and then $200 if they wanted to sponsor the event. And so we're always looking for new organizations to highlight and grow our relationships with other organizations in our area.
Anything else you want to discuss regarding this healthcare career and college exploration event?
I just think it's a really great opportunity for people to come out and see different organizations. We have other colleges that aren't necessarily from like the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. Uh-huh. So we are bringing in colleges like Temple or other schools that students might not have the access to get to tour or learn about. So it's bringing the schools to them. So I think it's a great opportunity for them to explore and have that hands-on experience and not just information.
It sure sounds like it. Where can we go to find out more information regarding this big event coming up on October 3rd at the Viewmont Mall?
So if you go to NEPA-AHEC.org, which is NEPAAHEC.org, you could go to our events page and there's more information and registration info for both exhibitors and students there.
Okay. Valerie Williams from Northeast PA AHEC, the Area Health Education Center. Appreciate you joining us this morning and telling us all about this event. Once again, Healthcare Career in College Exploration for high school students looking at possibly starting a future in healthcare. Also adults looking to switch careers. So it's a little something for everyone. It's happening at the Viewmont Mall in Dixon City, Thursday, October 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. And I thank you for joining us here on Special Edition.
Thank you so much for your time, Brian.
Alexis McGill Johnson, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, is with us. Ms. Johnson, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning.
I have to just say that reproductive rights, this has become a huge motivating issue for many voters since that Dobbs decision. And as a woman, it's like surreal to believe that women and girls are in this position more than 50 years after Roe versus Wade. It's just astounding.
It is. It is astounding. It is outrageous that more, really almost 40% or just a little bit over 40% of all women are living in states with restrictive bans or total bans. That is more than half of all Black women are living in those states. And we have seen the stories, right? We have seen just in the last week the stories of the two women in Georgia who couldn't get access to the care that they needed, who passed away, you know, leaving behind their families, and the stories over and over again of patients being, you know, not being able to get the access in hospitals, being sent to parking lots to wait until sepsis sets in before doctors can feel comfortable enough to provide the care. So it's both the outrage of losing a right that we've had for 50 years and then the devastating consequences that we've seen when people no longer get access to care in their state.
Well, Donald Trump has said that this is what people want. And we know that's a lie because polls have shown that over and over again. And when given the chance, Republicans, when they have the control, start trying to control women's bodies.
Yes. I mean, look, Trump got us into this crisis. And we know that if he is reelected, he and his allies will leave no stone unturned to make it worse. They're forecasting what they want to do. They have forecasted that through Project 2025. We know in Pennsylvania alone, 18, almost 2,000 reproductive age women could lose guaranteed no-cost emergency contraception coverage, right? More than 2 million Pennsylvania women would lose access to abortion. So just thinking about the impact of what it would mean in real time in the state, I think we have to consider. We also know that Kamala Harris has been an incredible reproductive champion. She has been able to see and understand this issue from literally her whole professional lived experience, whether she was an AG or a DA, as a sitting senator, and certainly as a sitting vice president. She has been our number one champion, really fighting and meeting with people to understand the impact on the ground.
Just the other day, GOP Senate candidate Bernie Moreno in Ohio out loud said he couldn't understand why a woman over 50 would care about abortion. And look, if he believes that, then that begs the question, why would a man of any age care about telling us what we can do?
I mean, woman over 50 here, on the line. I mean, of course we care about getting access to abortion and reproductive care. Even if we are not in a reproductive age at the moment, we care about what not having the right means for ourselves, for our communities, for our daughters, you know, for our sisters, for our grandchildren. I mean, it just it's really just insane, the idea that you can take away a fundamental right that really undergirds what it means to be equal. No one is, you know, speaking to a man, you know, asking them questions, putting them through burdens and hurdles to get access to a vasectomy, right? No one is stopping them, you know, from making decisions about their own bodies. And there literally is no law, right, that the government puts in place there. So I think the hypocrisy on top of the ignorance about the importance of access to abortion care and reproductive health is astounding.
Now, Vice President Kamala Harris does say she would sign abortion rights across the country, but it will take Democrats elected up and down the ballot. And also states, you need to have Democrats up and down the ballot because states are taking these things into their hands. And it's something that we need to also have Democrats in control in Congress and the Senate as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the opportunity here right now with this energy, this is the first presidential election after the Dobbs decision. We need to get Kamala Harris and Tim Walz into the White House. We need a reproductive freedom majority in Congress, in the Senate, and in the House in order to get to a place we can pass federal legislation and get our first bite at that apple of what it would really mean to restore reproductive freedom, and how that federal law could protect the women in these states who are now being forced to travel miles and miles and miles, who are literally in life-threatening conditions because their providers are afraid, and rightfully so, of being criminalized for providing that care for them.
Thank you for joining us this week on Special Edition. Special Edition is a weekly public affairs presentation of Odyssey Wilkes-Barre. I'm Brian Hughes. Thanks again for listening.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.